coming live once again. Today is the 9th, April 9th. Getting closer to judgment, getting closer to the judgment seat of Christ, getting closer. Every day, just want to make sure everything's working here. Every day we're getting closer to the judgment seat of Christ for believers, for the saints, and the great white throne judgment for the sinners, for those who rejected Jesus. So everybody have their Bibles with them. And today, as usual, I began to start promoting different nations, but different cups, my mugs I have in my collection. And today we are, do we know what this is? Do we know? Here, let me move out of the way here. Yeah, that's Uganda. I got two cameras here. I got my webcam for my live stream and my camcorder. There, get me out of the way. Uganda. All right, good stuff. All right, let's get ready here. And once again, live from Oshawa, Durham region, province of Ontario, Southern Ontario, nation of Canada, and the continent of North America. Today, it is video number 3 on my list of key Bible verses. And today we are looking at Hebrews 11:6, not Hebrews 11:3. We already did one, and I'll probably go back doing another teaching on Hebrews 11:3 eventually. But anyhow, nothing was coming to me in the last few days for Hebrews 11:3. So Hebrews 11:6 here, and Hebrews 11:6 is in context with Hebrews 11:3. Obviously, it's only a couple verses after Hebrews 11:3. That's fine. So what does Hebrews 11:6 say? It says, but without faith it is impossible to please him, God. For he or she who comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is the rewarder of those who diligently seek him. Now that's a New King James. Let me read out of the Amplified, and then I'm going to read it the way the Lord gave it to me years ago, the way he gave it to me. I still remember where I was upstairs, praying in tongues with the Amplified in front of me. But without faith, it is impossible to please and be satisfactory to God, for whoever would come near to God must, out of necessity, believe that God is, or what the Lord showed me was that God is who he says he is, and that he is the rewarder of those who earnestly and diligently seek him out. All right? That's powerful. Very powerful. Now, my first point regarding Hebrews 11:6, regarding faith, the whole faith chapter, seeking God, having faith, believing that he is the rewarder. Why does God put so much emphasis on faith? If there's a verse in the Bible that puts emphasis on the need of faith, it's this verse. Now, we got a lot of verses on faith, but this verse really, really hits the nail regarding the necessity of faith and believing, all right, which are basically synonymous. It's because there's nothing left for him to do but waiting on us to believe what he's already done, given, and accomplished freely and positionally at the cross, as well as back in the garden. Yeah. That's why. He's done it all, so, and I do mean all. He's done it all. Don't have time to get into all that today, but he's done it all. Everything that God could ever possibly do for mankind, sinners and saints alike, he's already done it. It's covered. Nothing left undone But everything is done. It's up to us to find out and to believe it in. All right? And line up with it. We've got to line up with it. Our lives have to line up with our faith. I wrote here, God expected us to walk by faith even before the fall. He did. He really did. Therefore, how much more after the fall, since this fallen world is full of unbelief, wrong believing, and ignorance. That's just a reality. When it comes to God, absolutely. This is why God puts so much value on faith, and more precisely, the God kind of faith, or the faith of God, as in what God believes, including right believing and right knowledge, since it's the only thing that puts him to work regarding his works of redemption. You know, and I wrote here regarding God and the world, their beliefs, their wrong believing. You know, the world don't believe in God. And those who like to comment about that, they have wrong views about God. They have wrong knowledge. We got wrong knowledge in the church about God. You know, we say things about God's not true. We're going to give an account. But the world has wrong believing about God. They don't believe in God. Or if they do, they think God is bad, he's mean, he's angry, doesn't want to help. God's never done anything for me. God's never done anything for mankind. This verse tells us that God rewards those who seek him out, but it takes faith to seek God. Therefore, I will venture to say that he rewards faith. God rewards faith. Or he rewards those who walk by faith. Absolutely. Absolutely. It tells us that faith pleases God, since it specifically says that without faith, that we can't please him. So it says, so if you want to please God, get some faith, walk by faith. Why does God reward faith? Why? Well, read the Great Faith chapter. Read it over and over and over. Get that chapter inside of you. And you will soon discover why, as well as reading everything else the Word has to say about faith. You need to do a study on faith. You need to find every verse, especially the New Testament, where faith is mentioned, faith and believing. Yeah, study that, and you'll find out exactly why. And start lining up your life with those verses. God rewards faith, since faith alone puts him to work, as well as because we are surrounded by unbelief. Are we not? Yes, we are. And wrong believing, even in his own church. My goodness. I keep meeting Christians all the time, and they got wrong believing. I call them unbelieving believers. He rewards those who walk by faith, because there's not many people who walk by faith, but walk by sight. Yes, we are surrounded by people who actually walk by sight. And he rewards those who seek him, since there are not many who do seek him out. Yes. This was very true back in the Old Testament, absolutely, up until this very day and hour. Hasn't changed much. Many don't believe in God, but also there are many who don't believe what God says about himself. Many don't believe in God. Absolutely. The world, atheists, they don't believe in God. But we have many who are born again. They don't believe what God says about himself. And they don't believe what God says about them. Everything I've just said about faith and God rewarding you is also found in Matthew 6, 24 to 34. Absolutely. It's in there. Especially verses 30 to 33. Seeking God is seeking his kingdom and his reign. And he tells us if we will seek him first and not the things we need, he will make sure that every one of our needs will be met, as well as having the kingdom. And this is why I say that teaching on tithing, sowing, money, all of that, has God's people seeking to make more money instead of his kingdom, since they are told if they give large amounts of money, they will reap larger amounts of money, based upon a faulty understanding of Luke 6:38. All right, I have to throw that in there. I had to, in context of Matthew 6. These kinds of teachings are basically anti-kingdom, having you serving mammon instead of serving God, spending more time at work than seeking God, since you want to make your tithes and offerings as well as your seed as big as possible for a larger harvest. Yeah, that's all wrong. You are actually working for your provision, yet he's already done it all for you back in the garden, as well as according to the cross, 2 Corinthians 8:9. According to God, your provision's already been taken care of, just like your healing, the whole thing, everything. Everything you'll ever need. God knows far too well that the walk of faith is not an easy nor popular walk, and he also knows that building faith, he knows that, is not easy, since faith grows like a tree, needing to grow roots in your garden, in your heart. That's where the garden is. It's in your heart. Your heart is your garden. What about fighting the good fight of faith? You think that's easy? Fighting? No. Spiritual fighting? No, it's not easy. And this is another reason why God will go out of his way to reward you. God loves to reward his children. Working and believing in someone and something you cannot see with your physical eyes. Yes, absolutely. God will reward you for that. Everybody walks by sight, and anybody can walk by sight. That's easy. We're born walking by sight. And it's reinforced when we start going to school. But when it comes to walking by faith, you will hardly find anyone. Just look around you. Just talk to Christians. Most people, they don't even have an idea what it is to walk by faith. Faith has a voice. You can tell right away. Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. I need to make this note concerning what God had to do to get me to seek him out diligently by removing early in my walk with him all distractions such as sports. That was a big one for me. Sports, music, absolutely. So that I could focus on one thing or person, which was him. Absolutely. He did that right from the beginning. And it was not easy on me because I was attached to those things. I did not know this to be true at the beginning, which was somewhat painful, there you go. But later on, I realized what he had done and was doing, and most importantly, why he was doing what he was doing. Yeah, he was taking all those things out of my life to give me something else, which was my calling. No sports, no music, no friends, no wife, but God and him alone. Yep. For far too many Christians don't see the point in seeking God above all other things because they have so much to do and want to do and don't know how to go about it. Absolutely. A lot of Christians don't know how to seek God diligently. They don't know. They just don't know. And I teach a lot on that, so they should know by now, those who listen to me. This is a no-brainer because many athletes, musicians, sacrifice much at the early stages of their careers to attempt at becoming famous, absolutely, or becoming good, not necessarily always famous, but to become good at what they do, absolutely. They make a lot of sacrifices. I remember reading the stories, the biographies, the testimonies, what some of these guys did to become what they became. God is not going to expect you to spend most of your time seeking him without rewarding you. That's right. That's right. God expects you to seek him out diligently, and out of that, he will reward you because he knows you're making sacrifices. He knows it's costing you something. It is. I was seeking him out of sheer desperation years ago, yet not expecting him to reward me since I did not know this verse existed at the beginning. But he did begin to show me some things which really increased my appetite and stubbornness. Oh yeah, to seek him more above everything else. Yeah, I became very, very, very stubborn, and I am very stubborn when it comes to God, when it comes to my time with God, when it comes to the five keys, fasting, praying in tongues every day, meditating the word, assimilating the word, studying, and now of course doing media for now, getting ready for those doors to open. You got to get ready for those doors. So anyhow, I think that we're going to stop it there. 15-minute teaching, good enough. And as I always finish my teachings, I always encourage the viewers to walk in the fullness of their sonship. To walk in the fullness of their sonship by walking in the fullness, learning to walk in the fullness of the grace of God. Yeah. And as well as the faith of God. Because it is grace, it is faith. And faith alone that gives access to the grace of God. Shalom and amen.